Welcome to the Latin Wealth Podcast, a podcast dedicated to educating the Latino community about entrepreneurship, investing, and business.
Yo, what's going on, Latin Wealth family? Welcome to another episode to Wealth Wednesday. Super excited about today's episode because today we're talking about Bitcoin. All right, Bitcoin has officially hit an all-time high. Currently, it's hovering around $72,000. And in addition to Bitcoin, gold has also hit an all-time high, and it's hovering a little over $2,000 for gold. And we're also going to dive into probably the question that everybody wants to know. Is it too late to invest in Bitcoin, gold, and these other cryptocurrencies? All right. We're also going to dive into why the prices have been at an all-time high, right? So we're going to dive into that. So as always, welcome to another episode to Wealth Wednesday, hosted by Latin Wealth. Super excited about today's episode. Jeremiah, how you doing today?
Feeling good. Feeling ready to dive in, man. You know how this is. Anything tech related, we kind of gave people a break last week, right? But that wasn't really a break. We dove into some much needed conversation. So we're back at it this week.
Yeah, definitely. And we're definitely back at it. And I wanted to kind of share, before we get into like the Bitcoin and the gold and whatnot, I wanted to share my experience at South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. Man, it was overall a dope experience. I've never been. This was my first time. I didn't know what to expect. Shout out to We the Culture and Dale Tu, basically two organizations powered by Meta came together, and they wanted to create a space for Black and Brown creators to network, learn, have a good time. And it was dope to see our people in one room just interacting, vibing, networking, and just having a good time. So I was invited out by Dale Tu, and great time, met a lot of great people. Kind of a last minute thing. Again, I didn't know what to expect, and it's definitely popping out there in Austin for this time, man. It's crazy. So that was Saturday. That was Saturday. That was great, dope experience. Sunday, we went to a couple different like free events. My wife and I just popped our head into these a couple different things, but there was one that I had to go to, and it was hosted by Founders Inc. And the name of the panel was called Puerto Rico, a Founder's Paradise. All right. So one of the guys on the panel, shout out to Brandon. I connected with him. I'll tell you a little bit more about his business, but going to have him on the podcast, long story short. Actually, he was, when I was in New York and I was hosting that panel, and there was like five other people on stage, he was one of them.
Okay.
So he was at this event. I was like, yo, I got to pull up on him. He's a cool dude. He got a great story. He's Mexican, but his business is ran out of Puerto Rico, and he owns 787, the coffee shop. There's a coffee shop out there called 787. So when you go out there, you'll probably see them. They're all over the place. They're in New York. I think he has one in Houston, and then one's going to Austin. But nonetheless, this is my overall thoughts about this panel, right? So this panel was, again, it's called Puerto Rico, a Founder's Paradise. And kind of a continuation of what we were talking about with Dean last week. It was really interesting to hear, you know, there was three men up there. Two were Latino, one was a white man, their perspective on Puerto Rico. And man, it's funny. The reason why I respect Brandon so much, and shout out to him, is when you talk to him about Puerto Rico, I was sitting in the front, and when he's talking about Puerto Rico, like his passion for it, he's almost standing out of his chair. Like the love, the people, the culture, the food, everything about Puerto Rico, like he fully embraces it and he loves it to his core, even though he's not from the island, right? And, you know, the lady was like, yo, how has Puerto Rico impacted your business, you know, working, having a business out there? And he's like, look, the people have been great. You know, I was there through Hurricane Maria, and some of the farmers We're like, yo, when are you coming back? And so my point is, his story was all about the community and the people.
Yeah.
Now, there was another gentleman there. My wife probably laughing over there, who looked like a lobster. And he answered the question. Not once did he bring up, the people, the culture, music, food. It was 0% tax. It was
Course.
capital gains. It was this, it was that. You
Course.
know, people will work for you. And, I'm looking at my wife, she's looking at me, and she's shaking her head like, damn, this is crazy to see up front. And I know we talk about it, and we see people out there. We talk about the Paul brothers, Logan Paul, and all that. But to see it in front like that was just like crazy. A little frustrating, honestly. A little frustrating. But you can't necessarily be mad at it, because he is a businessman. And a lot of people that are moving out there are business minded, and they're going to do things that are in the best interest of their business, right?
I mean, I don't think it's a problem with them doing things in the best interest of their business, but you also have to think what's in the best interest of humanity,
Yeah,
right?
you're right.
As we stated in the last episode that we had with Dean, this is, we're a country that's been exploited. I mean, obviously you have the continent of Africa, you got India, right? But man, if you think about everything that comes out of Puerto Rico, the amount of talent, the amount of things that we've given to the world, and it hasn't been proportionately returned to us. So, I mean, yeah, I see it. Like, it's good for your business, but is it good for humanity?
For
That's a good
sure.
question for me. Like, I mean, and if all you're talking about is the bottom line, is good. Like, you guys know this. I love money. I tell you to always talk about due diligence. I want to make sure the bag is coming consistently, right? But at the same time, I'm never going to sacrifice the bag for my people, right? If it's my people or some money, it's going to be my people first and forget that money. But not everybody thinks that way. And it's not his people, obviously. I mean, looking like a lobster is not his people, right? And I get that, but humanity is your people, right? So we have to get to the place to where we start actually caring about everybody and what how it in how it impacts and how it affects the people that are living there on a day-to-day basis. So if it helps your business, that's fine. But how can it be beneficial to the people that are there on the island? For those of us that's
For
our
sure.
homeland, for those of us that love that land, and for those of us that aren't looking at it as a capital gain escape or a tax haven, right? But it's home. So that's what I would say. Wherever that guy is from, if the tables were turned and I talked about if he was from Georgia, and I said, hey, man. Yeah, Georgia's a piece of crap place, but I mean, it's good. It's cheap land, and I mean, I can go down there and buy up a whole bunch of their land, and I can charge them double on there. Like it would be a right. It would be a certain type of feeling or sentiment that he would get from that, right? Because that's his homeland, and so you just say, hey, can that same sentiment or can that same feeling be given to everyone across the scale? That's whether it's Haiti, whether it's Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, everywhere. Can that same courtesy be extended to everybody?
100%. It's funny, because as soon as we walked out of that event, my wife was like, "Yo, what's the line drawn between exploitation?" That's literally what she said. I'm like, "You're right. I mean, that's exactly what's going on." So like, it was, and it's funny, because the dude that was sitting in the middle was Latino, and his business was all about trying to get more business owners to come to Puerto Rico, and he would help them get funding, essentially, is what his business model was. So he was literally like kind of in the middle.
For the benefit of does it benefit Puerito Ricans, like native Puerto Ricans that are in
It's
it doesn't?
anybody, it's any business owner. And he was there talking about business owners coming from different parts of the world.
Right. Everywhere.
Yeah, so I'm sure maybe Puerto Ricans, but it's pretty much anybody coming in there.
Got it. Got it.
So, man, and it was, I don't know, it was just really interesting to see both perspectives right there in front of me. And again, Brandon, shout out to him. He's Mexican, but he
Yeah.
fully embraces the island, and he has love for the island, right? Like, I'm telling you, like, when he was almost standing out of his chair showing that passion, I was like, that's dope to see. I can respect that.
I appreciate that. And I feel like, within the island itself, we ourselves should have that same type of passion. That's why I always give, big shout outs to Brandon, the gentleman that you're speaking on. And also, of course, big shout out to Dean as well, for the fight or the information that he's conveying, even on his channels, right? Because it informs you about the various relationships with Puerto Rico and other places. And I mean, I don't know, man. It's a battle. Like I said on the last week, you saw kind of my feelings. I feel a certain type of way, but that's because it's in me, right? That's the DNA that runs in me. So I'm gonna feel a certain type of way about it. But I'd feel the same type of way if it was talking about Russians and you were coming in and doing such and such to Russia. And I mean, like I'm a citizen of Earth, right? So yeah, particularly Puerto Rico is a focus, it's a home, right? For sure. But exploit, like your wife said, what is the line? Where does that line start? And I don't know. Maybe we get into the rules of the laws and stuff like that. If it can be altered and say, hey, a certain percentage of this has to be for native Boricua. Like,
That's a
but
good point. That's a good
it is what
point.
it is, man. It's I don't think it'll change. And part of that is what Dean was talking about as well, right? Us being categorized the way that we're categorized, it definitely won't change is with us being categorized the way that we are. So, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. And like, I don't want to be one of these people that are like, this is why you need to do this X, Y, Z. I'm not gonna do that, right? But I will say, like, we gotta look a little bit more into our history, like wherever you're from,
Yeah.
right? And yeah, man, it was just kind of mind-blowing seeing that in person.
Seems
I
like
don't know, man.
it seems like
Like,
it gave you perspective
it
because you
did. It really did.
talk about it, so it gave you some deep perspective. I think it was kind of reflective for you. I could see it in your face, but it was kind of like something like facing. It's one thing to hear about it, but then to like have it right there in front of you, you're like, oh, this is real. This is like really, yeah.
And you know how we are. We see something and it says Puerto Rico panel. I'm going. I need to hear what they talking about. I don't know
Yeah.
what they're gonna be talking about, but I need to hear. So I know what
Whatever
to
it is.
expect.
Yeah.
But I think it was good to hear. It was definitely good for me to hear.
Dope.
So overall, great experience at South by Southwest. I definitely want to go back next year and get more involved and be more intentional because there's just so much going on throughout the it's actually 2 weeks. It's this previous weekend, this week, and then next weekend. It's events all day, so it's pretty crazy. But nonetheless, what's even more crazier is Bitcoin hitting $72,000 for the first time. It's been crazy because the
Wait a minute.
gains this year has, go ahead.
Wait a minute. I distinctly remember. Do you remember? Was it three or four episodes? I'm just saying. Can you post it like down? Like I'll be pointing down and you post like where we, you know what I
Yeah, I'm
mean?
gonna find the clip. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna find the clip and we're gonna do some type of edit to where like we rewind to what we were talking about. He said, yeah, man, it's crazy. And you know what's crazier? Okay, so let's get into it. So it's up 70% on the year.
Jesus.
That's insane, right? And so there's a bunch of
That's
different reasons.
NVIDIA and crypto.
Yes. And man, the London Stock Exchange is starting to accept Bitcoin. So that kind of plays into it a little bit. But the Bitcoin halving is scheduled for, we mentioned it was going to be towards the end of this month or sometime in April. And we mentioned the Bitcoin halving is when Bitcoin will reduce its supply growth by half. So it's going to cut its supply growth in half, right? Supply and demand, less the Bitcoin, higher the price. And that hasn't happened yet. That's going to happen in April. We had an all-time high already.
So what is that saying? What
What
does
is
that
that
tell you?
saying?
What does that tell you? What do we deduce from that?
Yeah.
Obviously, right? The shortage or the possibility of shortage, the imminent shortage, right, of the supply is pushing what? A greater demand. So people are going to buy in. You got a lot of retail people coming in. We talked about the whales, which are the super big investors. Those are your banks, your investment banks, these type of things. The ETFs have helped to make it acceptable for those big investors to come in and put in a ton of money. I mean it's all hands on deck, and we said that right when the ETF got approved. It was just it was a race basically until halving, and then I didn't even think we were going to get here this quick, but we did. Knew we'd get here, but like get here this quick, we got here super quick. I don't think so. Remember, Chris, when we were talking and people were like, "Oh, I don't $100,000. I like that's crazy." Da, da, da. We said Robert Kiyosaki was talking about it. I don't think people are saying that that's crazy anymore. I
Nope.
mean,
It is very possible. It's a huge possibility it can happen by the end of this year.
agreed.
Definitely happen. And it's crazy because BlackRock's Bitcoin ETF, I think it's IBIT, right? IBIT. It opened when it first went public. It was around $23, $24. I think now it's at 41.
Already. It's already happened. You don't see, and for guys that don't understand, you're gonna see on the price of an actual an ETF or a price of an index, essentially, when you look at the pricing of that, it doesn't scale that quickly, right? Like
No, it
Invesco,
doesn't.
all these other, you don't see those things. You see a 1.5,
For
like a
sure.
0.5 to a 2% increase in the cost of the overall index. This is crazy. Like it's nearing doubling the actual cost of where it initiated, right? Right, like where it IPO'd it. And so I think that if you're not on now, you need to get in. Like, and it's not one of those things where it's like they were asking about AI, right? With NVIDIA, like, oh, it's the bubble and, da, da, da. And they're like, no, dude, it's not a bubble. This is it's here and it's gonna keep
Here.
growing. This is the
Yeah, it's
same
gonna
for
keep going.
Bitcoin. It's here. Like this isn't, it's not gonna digress. Right, all of the naysayers, everybody that said it wasn't going to be what it is, they're all retracting their statements now, right? And they're becoming the biggest purchasers of it. Jamie Dimon says it was a joke, it was useless, blah blah blah. And then you got Chase Bank buying, billions of dollars of Bitcoin. So, yeah, I think it's time for people to really like, it's not a hoax, it's not a, it's not a game, it's not a, because what were we talking about? God, people in their smart contracts and people saying, oh, I don't really know if this whole thing is gonna, I think it's solidified now. Anytime that it breaks into actually being traded, right, in the public sector of a stock exchange, it's serious. The London Stock Exchange is accepting payment, accepting it's moving currency with like it's real. This isn't going anywhere. So
100%. And what's interesting is, I know a lot of people are kind of fearful, like, dang, it's at all-time high. It's too late. The Bitcoin halving, like we said, it's going to happen in sometime in April, right? But guess what? There's going to be another one in another 4 years. So it's going to
And
be.
it's the time to do it. Think about where you were in 2021 and what the price was. I believe that was when it hit it all-time high in 2021, right? It was the same type of it's a trend, right? So this is when we say again, do your due diligence. This is where when you do that research, you start to see trends and you can look ahead and say, hey, this is going to be part of my investment. This is going to be part of my retirement. This is a part of how I'm going to actually live my life to financially set me and my family up. I'm going to put $10,000 in Bitcoin. That's all. I can't put no more, but I'm going to put 10,000. You can go back now and see graphics of if you would have put $10,000 in. And I kicked myself because I started in 2013 with Bitcoin. Some guy from Austin, right? Because that's kind of where it started bubbling it. We were just talking about Austin. He's like, hey man, there's this digital currency, da, 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 da. And this was when it was getting outside of being on Silk Road and buying illegal stuff. This is when it was just starting to be like something legal, right? Yeah, I would have kept 10,000. Like I bought into Bitcoin, I think it was like 50 bucks, right? Think about that. How many of us sold? So if you're scaling it at that place, I want you to think about that right now. Don't look at it as you have to buy one whole Bitcoin. This is where we start to say, go buy the fractional piece, put in what you can, put in the $10,000, right? Let that sit and let that be a, if you have kids, your kids is just born, that could be their college money. Guaranteed it's going to go up by the end of that. I mean, it's right. I mean,
For
that's
sure.
how I'm looking at it. People starting to add this into their financial plan, and it's not just being this taboo thing, but it's starting to actually become a part of your financial house and how you plan and utilizing the, the cryptocurrencies and things like that. So
I want to pull up this graphic that EYL posted. I think it was like maybe an hour or two ago. Shout out to them for this, because this puts things in perspective on why investing is important. So the growth of a $10,000 investment made 10 years ago in these different investments would be. So if you put your $10,000 into NVIDIA stock today, 10 years ago, if you would have put $10,000 in, today it would be worth over $700,000. 10 years ago, if you would have put $10,000 in Bitcoin, it would be $1.2 million. Microsoft stock 10 years ago, $10,000 in, $100,000. Gold, which we're about to talk about, $16,000. Your savings account, you put $10,000. This is nuts. This is nuts right here. We could just end it on this.
I
You
was
put
saying, drop mic.
$10,000 in your saving accounts 10 years ago. Today it would be worth $10,616.
I want to stop right there. I'm going to draw inspiration from my man, from the guy, the one and only. He said, when I start to do the yin yang whisper, you know I'm saying stuff that you need to hear, right? I'm dropping gin. My man, I'm going to tell you like this. You can't save your way to wealth, people. Okay, if you're trying to figure out what Chris just gave you, the game he just gave you, you can't save your way to wealth. That's not realistic. So what mama and daddy and grandma told you, that doesn't apply to us in this world. It's a different world. You're gonna have to get some knowledge. You're gonna have to learn to apply that knowledge. And you're gonna have to learn to step into the a realm a little bit of being uncomfortable, but learn some things and start to invest. You can't save your way to wealth. Put $10,000 in and getting 10,006, that's not gonna get you where you need to go. Everything else gave you more than a 5x, right? 5, 10x. Think about that. Like, you literally have to learn where to invest, and it's time to start getting out of that old propaganda that they told you, put the money in the bank. And Chris, it was funny you said that, and we're about to roll into gold, but they somebody posted something, and I wrote this, and I wrote a post on Facebook, and I said, hey, isn't America tired of getting pimped by banks? Because you know they've been pimping America, right? For since they, and they're like, well, how they pimp me? Think about that. Think about a relationship of a pimp and, you know, a woman in the street. That woman goes and works. She brings that money back to the pimp. What do you do with your bank? You go work your 40, 80 hours. You take that money, you run that money back to the bank. And what do they give you for it? Nothing. Meanwhile, they take that money, they get fly, right? They increase
With this.
Jamie Dimon's salary to 36 million a year. They, you know, that's what they do. And so it's the same relationship. And so we got to start like utilizing different avenues and different things, like what you just read, our investments and what we're about to talk about, right? Which is the gold, and learn to, you know, exercise that, man. Make money, make your money work for you.
I mean, looking at this graphic here, it's almost like I wouldn't say just put it anywhere, but damn, you could have put it anywhere and made more than the savings account.
100%. It was a bull market. That's the thing. You literally could have put it anywhere. They don't got Netflix on there. They don't have Tesla on there. They like you could have put it
Apple.
anywhere. Face Meta. Anywhere.
Nuts. Nuts. Gold. So we mentioned that gold is also at an all-time high. Now, the thing about gold is it doesn't fluctuate as much as a Bitcoin. So if you look at the chart of gold, since I think late 2009, it has not dipped below $1,000. It's always been in the $1,000 to like $1,800 range, $1,900. It's always been in that range, but today it's around $2,100. And if you're curious why, what drives the price of gold, there's different factors such as gold production, jewelry demand. India, China, United States are like some of the largest consumer of gold. Also, the value of the US dollar and market volatility is also some different factors that go into the price of gold, right? Gold is also for the wealthy is considered a safe haven for
It is.
investing during turbulent time. When it's times it's like interest rate, inflation, things of that nature, it's a safe place for people to put their money at. So $2,100, a little bit over $2,100 is what gold is sitting at right now. What are your thoughts about this?
I think this is a great indicator. Gold has always been a good indicator, right? Of either troubled times to come or you're exiting troubled times. We've been on a bubble, and I think people, a lot of people say, I'm not fear mongering. I'm just stating based upon facts and based upon like trends and me looking at actual the way money works. Gold is rising because I'm going to link it to life stuff, right? How many CEOs have you seen that have been selling off their shares of their stock? How many CEOs you've been seeing leaving the company or stepping down and doing it? What do you think these people are doing? Why do you think they're selling off their stock? Why is Berkshire Hathaway, 70 to $80 billion of cash just sitting around? Because these things are in preparation for the sell-off when the bubble bursts, right? Gold is a great indicator, and what it's saying is there's probably some troubled times, some turbulent times that are coming. The increase of gold price is totally reactionary to number one, the price of the dollar, which has shifted, right? There's a couple of different things that have happened with that. BRICS nations coming in, OPEC changing oil price, all these things are shifting, right? Which the dollar becomes a little bit more unstable. The dollar is not backed by gold, but every other currency around the world is backed by gold, a certain amount of gold, right? And so you put more money into that. All that is just, I mean, if I'm sitting here and I'm really thinking about it, if the price of gold is going up, I need to get some of it, right? Probably need to invest in some. There's multiple ways to invest in gold. I'm not gonna, there's literally you can get the physical. People are like, oh, I can just go buy it. Yeah, you can. You need to get a safe, right? So you can keep that safe. But there's also ways to do it via a Roth IRA. There's also a way to invest. There's some also insurance-based products that do the same thing that you can invest in, and it has gold as, something that it grows your money. So there's multiple ways to look at it. But at the end of the day, what it's telling you is that you may be in for some rocky times. You need to prepare yourself. Don't go spending frivolously. I tie the price of gold also going up to, lastly, I was looking at the earnings for Target and Costco. Also saw, was it Family Dollar based companies or whatever? All of those are up. They hit every single one of their marks. I think Target missed one mark, revenue. Everything else was up, right? They hit everything. They hit every market and far succeeded. What does that tell you? That tells you people are actually investing money into bargain, right? Brands, which means they're starting to pull back more from the more expensive stuff or the name brand stuff. And I'm going with bargain. Okay. All of this stuff all leads to why gold is making more money, why the price is increasing, every right. It's just showing the signs of what's to come. And so prepare yourself. Maybe that's a conversation that you need to have with somebody, like, hey, do I need to give me some gold? Why are people buying gold? And what does it look like for me?
I have one question. I think we're coming up on time. That thought process that you just broke down right now, I think that was brilliant. Where you tied looking at like, okay, Costco, Target. I wonder if Walmart is up. Is I'm
It
assuming,
was,
I don't want to assume actually.
it was.
Walmart's up, a Family Dollar, these bargain stores are up. So what does that tell you? They're bringing in more revenue. What does that tell you? People are shopping there more. So it's like going down this rabbit hole of why, asking the question why. I think it's
Why?
very, maybe that's the thought process for you, like asking why.
Yeah.
But could you break down for the people out there how you come to these conclusions
Sure.
of connecting and linking different things?
So number one, I'm a person, I'm an avid reader, which always should be reading, right? That's good for you. But also, by trade, right? Or what I originally was before the financial space, I'm a chemical engineer. And so my brain works with numbers and it works with trends and tying things together because I used to have to make sure that manufacturing and plants could keep running. So I would have to find the problem and back engineer how to fix that problem. So I do the same thing for finances. There's a problem in our financial landscape. I have to back engineer and see what is tied to that problem. And if I can go back and fix the source or find out what's creating that, right? And maybe I can remedy that, then that's going to give you a better result. So literally my thought process is if I see a problem, what's linked to that? Or how can that be, I don't want to say exploited, but how could that be utilized? Okay, NVIDIA prices on AI, everything AI is going up, right? Okay, what does that tell me? Maybe I can't get in on a video because it's super expensive, but I can get in on the actual materials that creates the chips that they create. And I'll put money into the material that creates the chips, right? Because then they're got to use those materials to make them, and everything goes up, right? High tide raises all ships. So it's just everything. And that's the way I think for every single thing. What is, in a holistic point of view, what is connected to whatever's going on in this subject? What is it tied to? That's, I don't know, man. That's how I think.
No, I love it 100%. That was some game right there. So, look, great episode, a lot of great information, and I believe the ship has not sailed on building wealth, and that's why we're here to educate y'all, help you guys out as much as possible. So, if you guys gain anything, learned anything from this episode, it is imperative that you guys share this with two or three other people in your inner circle. All right. Can they be Latino? Absolutely. We're catering to our people for sure. But this information needs to hit as many people as possible, especially in your inner circle. So share this with somebody else that needs to hear this, that needs to hear the Latin Wealth platform. And we thank you guys as always. And catch you guys next week. Peace.